So we tend to start from the look inside the Gemara, just on what we've learnt at the beginning of the sugya, on Zayin and Aleph. We'll speak it out a bit, and then we'll go further. So Zayin and Aleph, beginning of the line is Romi Le Abad, just after the two dots. Romi is the beginning of the line, Zayin and Aleph. Everyone's got it? So we'll explain the Gemara according to how we learned Rashi. Rava the Abai the Rava. Rava Abai asked the question to Rava. Ksid, Meitit Sadeo, Meitit Tarnam, Yisholim. Says clearly in the Pasuk, if you damage somebody, you have to pay your best land. You should lie in land. Meitit Vim, Dakla, the best, you have to pay. Midakin alone, you can't pay anything less than the best, because we're trying to give a disincentive for the person to damage you in the first place. You have to encourage people not to damage people. So you have to penalize him a bit. He has to know that he's going to damage, he's going to have to pay with Yushalayim, his Yushalayim stuff. Nothing else can help to encourage him not to do it. Atanya? How can that be true? The letter of the Brisa? Yoshiv, the Rabbi Shabbat Kesef, after the Shabbat, says in the Pasuk, if you damage somebody through digging a hole, you have to pay damages, but you can pay even with fodder rubbish, fodder stuff, which is not good quality at all. How does that fit? You just told me that damage people were damaged, we had to give, sort of, penalize him to encourage him not to do it. He's not going to be encouraged not to do it if he can get away with fodder. Low kasha. No, that's not a difficulty. I can understand there's a halacha that you have to give your best Yushalayim stuff, and that will disincentivize him from trying to damage. Fine. But you can also have a case where you can get away with paying this fodder, low quality fodder. How can that be? Come the data, come by culture. When you pay against your will, then you have the halacha of you have to pay with your best Yushalayim stuff. When you pay against your will, we're going to make you pay with your Yushalayim stuff. Meaning that if you force me to go to Beis Din to chase you, to get the money out of you for damaging me, then the result is the Beis Din is going to force you to pay with Yushalayim stuff to encourage you never to damage again. But calm the data. But if you damage and you're sorry and you don't want to cause trouble and you want to willingly pay without going to Beis Din, you do the data without causing trouble to Beis Din, then we'll let you off with paying fodder and don't have to pay the good stuff. Why? Because it's good for us and good for everybody that you come up front, you pay quickly, and that is a good thing to counteract the other reasoning that we would want to disencourage you. Well, we don't need to disencourage you because you're paying willingly, you obviously feel sorry about it. It's good for everybody that you make a quick payment. So if so, we'll let you off. You can now pay with the fodder stuff. So, everything fits. Meitiv, so there you have to pay with your best Yushalayim stuff when you cause trouble by going to Beis Din. But if you don't cause trouble and you pay up front without going to Beis Din, then you can get away with the subim, the fodder. So, Oma Ula. So Ola said on this. Okay, sounds like a good question. So Ola braids around Eli. Ola says, the son of Rabbi Eli, Daikin Lam Yixiv. You know what? Your question, your Peshat fits very nicely with the Pesuk in your Peshat. There's two scenarios. Sometimes you have to pay with your good stuff, and sometimes you get away with something. Fits. Why? Shalem Bar Tocha. Because when the Pesuk says you have to pay with your good Yushalayim fields, it says, Losham Yushalem. Yushalem means by force. You're being forced to pay. Okay, let's pay good Yipshat. When do you have to pay your Yishalayim good stuff? When you're being forced to pay. When you go to Basin, then you're being forced to pay. Then you have to pay with your good Yishalayim stuff. So it makes sense, Yipshat. Yipshat, oh, paying Yishalayim is not for Yishulam when you're forced. Fits with the positive. Omega Abaya who asked the question originally says, I don't like your answer. I don't like your answer. Me Kasiv Yishulam. Does it write the word Yishulam? Does it write in the Pasuk that you came with your life, your life out fields when you damaged? Does it say Yishulam, which implies based in our forcing you, somebody else is forcing you to pay? Obviously, you're being forced. Somebody else is getting you to pay. Yishulam, you're being paid. Being paid because somebody else is making you pay. It sort of means you've been made to pay. Doesn't say you've been made to pay, doesn't say you've been made to pay. It's not exit. It says you're paying. You're paying is a very ambiguous word. And therefore, medata lashma, it also can fit nicely with paying by force or paying easy. The word yishalom, which you actually use when it says Yishalim, pay with your Yishalim. It implies whether you've been forced or whether you're not being forced, you pay with your Yishalim. So therefore your answer goes out the window. Your whole answer was, you only pay Yishalim if you've been forced. And if you've not been forced, you pay willingly, then you can pay with Father. Not true, the Pasuk says you pay Yishalim. Mitzvah Zodeh Yerushalayim, you're paying with Yerushalayim, feels Yerushalayim, whether you're being forced or whether you're paying willingly. You're still, even willingly, you pay Yerushalayim. So now that's our question. So when is the case, what's the scenario that you pay with Fotah? If you damage somebody and you have to pay, and the Pasuk says you have to pay with your best Yerushalayim, whether you're being forced to pay, whether you're not being forced to pay. So when do you pay with Subim? When do you pay with Fodder? But I said, I've still got my question. So because of that, we reject that first teretz, and now we suggest a second teretz. And then today we're going to concentrate on what's the second teretz. As a hakdama to the second teretz, look at the first Maromokum, number one, on the sheets I gave out. Says a halacha like this. On the Mishnah Peah, which is actually quoted by Rashi. Yeah? You got it? Everyone's got it? Yeah, yes, we got it. Yeah. Says, Mishyesha Matayim Shus. Somebody's got 200 shus in his pocket. Lo yitzel leket shekel peah. He can't take leket shekel peah. Now, tell me. Who's entitled to take leket shekel peah? Who's entitled? A poor person. So if he's got 200 zuz, he can't. What does that imply if you've got 200 zuz? You're not poor. Okay. So if you've got 200 zuz, you're not an army, you can't take leket shekel peah. My son, you can't take my son, right? Hello, my time, chosen dinner, you had 199.9, but not 200. Then, I feel Elef Nosano, you're considered a poor person. And you can take Leket Shekel Peah to the value of 1,000 zuz. In one fell swoop. Kass. You can go, you qualify to be only? Because you're missing one point of a zuz. You're now an only? That person's only. Now he's only. You can take Leket how much? Not one point of a zuz. You can take 1,000 zuz all at one time of leket shekel peah. Where did this 200 zuz come from? Why is that a definition of poor or not poor? Says the Rosh. Shira hachomim. The chom worked out. Shizah hotzos otam l'shonah l'mozam l'fanasim. This is the standard average wage amount of money that a person needs to be able to eat and to support his house.
For you.
For you. Yeah, yeah, okay. Fine. That's Hadzom of Allah, you need to know. So there's an army, he's entitled then to take letters of repair and Masahori. And then Masahori's Ohori, the cutout point is 200 zuz. That's a reckoning of how much you need to support yourself for you. Fine. With that, so let's now go back to Agumar, who's now going to the second answer, Abaya, second suggestion of when do we have this case of fodder? You always have to give your shalom. So when do you give fodder as payments? So let's go back to Agumar. Ela Omar Abaya. So comes Abaya, I'll tell you a pishat. Kazama, I'll tell you the pishat based on my Rebbe called Ra. I call Ma, but his name is really, his real name is Rabba. Rabba, my Rebbe, who said the pishat, and based on what he said, I'm going to give you an answer when you need the fodder. The time. What did Rabba say? He's got price to him. Hashahoyino bottom sodis vakan. Somebody who owns a lot of property. He had houses, he had fields, he had vineyards. He has a lot. The Ema Mutzlamon. But he can't sell it. Mahilo Maisa Omi Ad Mechsa. Can't sell it. Can't get liquidity out of it. So therefore, he's entitled to Maisa Omi. That's what she can pay as well. Ad Mechsa. Until half the value of real estate. Sounds like half of something. We'll see what the half is. Until half the value of real estate. Okay. That's the price. So, we've got somebody who can say, even though he's got a lot of property, he's considered like an owner. And then he can say, take half. Okay. Half of what? We'll see. Now, Habibay Ma came along Ma, my Ma, Abaya's Ma. Abaya's mom is his brother, comes along Rabba, and says, hey, he told me. What are we talking about where he's an army, obviously, because he can take their kashukaba, but he takes half. What are we talking about? He was out to call armor. If all the property, everyone property, the property market, has slumped, dynamism, and his own property slumped in value with the property market. But then, with everyone else. And now, if you take the value of all the property together, in its present market state, it's less than 200 zuz, and he's not got 200 zuz even with all the value of the property he sells. I feel a tumult on me listening. So why can only take Leket Shikopeya of half? You should give him, you can take as much as he likes. Like you said, 1,000 zuz, even 1,000 zuz, 10,000 zuz, as long as he doesn't want five. Why are you limited? Dazu Kuleama Nami. Everyone's property went down. So obviously, this is his value. This is the value of the property. The value of property means he's an owner. Ella. To Uka answer to Kulam? So you're going to say, we're talking about a scenario where everyone's property is good, it's gone up. It's good, it's a good market. It's gone up. Booming property prices. Today, but his, I did the aisle, but not because of him, since he's desperately searching for money to pay his debt. Zohara, everyone sees this guy, we can take advantage of him. He's in a desperate situation, let's take advantage of him, and he can't sell his property for the market value, he can only sell it for value less than 200 zuz. All his property will only come to less than 200 zuz because everyone's going to take advantage of him, no one's going to pay him the market value, which his property really is, because they know he's running after it, so they're only going to give him amounts of money, maximum for all his property, less than 12 zuz. If that's the scenario, afilu kota nami listrelei, then even one shekel, one agarot of Neket Shikor Bera, my son, he's not entitled for a cent, because is he a rich person or a poor person? What is he? How much property does he have according to market value? Is he more than 200 sous or less than 200 sous? What is it?
More than
200 sous. That's the prosperity market claims in property prices. His more than 200 sous. He's a rich guy. He can't get anything. He can't get. He's on money. He's not like a naked single pair. And my son, that's only him. He's on money. Can't get even 1 cent. So what's this thing that we have? That he's an oni, but you don't take half. Either he's an oni, Tucker, because he hasn't got 200 zuz according to market prices, so then he can get 1,000 zuz. Or he's not an oni, but chlal, because he's got plenty of property that's worth over 200 zuz, and he should get even a cent. So where do you have this halfway house that he has a deal they can take, but only up by half? What is such a thing? I'm as oni as an oni.
Could he not be there?
No, doesn't seem to be.
Yeah,
he had 200
in his pocket.
Yeah,
here he
hasn't got something. The Gemara seems to say it's not. Seems to not bother. The Gemara says to the Meister, he's got property which is worth on the market today, do more than just goods. He can't be called an oni. So can't take a cent. So comes along Rava, and this is what we need Rava for. Rava comes on and says, I'll tell you the case which you can take, but only take half. What's the case? Oh, mama! Comes on, Rava. Allah lo sericha. On that, we don't need, we're talking about a case. Diyona denisen yakra arata. The end, the beginning of the summer seasons of Nisan. Prices of property are high. If Yom Tishri Zra'ata, the beginning of the winter season, prices of property is low. Says Tosfos over there. Love Dafka fields. Where he's talking about when you're harvesting or you're sowing. So then you can understand. Beginning of the summer season is going to be high because you've got already everything sowed and everything is just there to reap. And the beginning of winter is nothing sowed, so it's cheap. So therefore, we understand it. But even by houses, we can have scenarios. Summer season is high, winter season is low. Give you dugma. Your whole area which you're in is an area which is a tourist season area. No one goes in. No one ever goes in unless it's tourist season. So therefore, property at the beginning of the summer season is high because tourist season is just on, just here. You can make money straight away. Winter season, not place of tourists. So the property is lower. Okay? So we talk about such a scenario. Summer high, winter low. To cool armor, so everybody, if they want to sell the property, what would they do? What would they do in such a scenario? If they want to sell property, and you got winter low, summer high, what would they do? Then the wait, then the high season. Kulam will not try this. It was often. Everyone would wait for the summer season and then sell. But him, Hoyo is because of this. Since he's money after money, he's desperate for money. Zofin Kitahashkin. He would have to sell it now in low season. So therefore. So it's normal to sell even the winter season. You can hear people selling winter season, even if they're getting less, as long as it's within 50% of the price of the real price of summer season. Yeah, you can hear. People can hear they want money, they don't want to wait for the summer, they'll wait to pay it now. They said no. So people are prepared to sell it even cheaper after half the value. Give it. But to pay, not all colonism. But to sell it early because you want money where you're making a loss of more than 50%. No one will do that. So therefore, since this guy, since this person has to sell his property, and he can only sell it for half the price of what the summer season will give it, so such a guy is in a sticky position, and he's forced to do something which people wouldn't do. So he's considered a halfway house guy. He's not poor, he's not rich, and therefore he's entitled to get my salami, and look at Shiva, only up to half. Because he's a halfway guy, so get the halfway thing. Okay. That's the rubbish finish. Rubbish finishes, all he gets as much as he likes, rich person gets nothing. This halacha the Mishnah says, he gets limited. What are we talking about? Rabbi says, and that scenario where he's forced to sail in low season at half the rate, which is not normal. So him, he's not rich, but he's not poor. So therefore, we give him a halfway tin, take a day, burn your car. Okay, those are his words. Fine. So, what's it based on? Don't know at the moment what's based on. That's his words. That's what the Gemara is saying. As well as it's Rachadish.
If he sells for less than half, no matter what that price is, he can take half or on.
Half
or is it only be less than 200?
What's a half? Rashi says.
Let's say that 1,000 zuz and he sells for 500 zuz. It's worth 1,000, he sells for 500. We just said, what are you buying the 200 mines? So I'm not clear.
He needs to get 200 zuz. Rashi says, he sells his property in low season. It won't give him the 200 zuz because it's low season. All his property is in low season. He's selling it for 100 zuz, let's say, which is not normal to sell early at half a loss. He's entitled to take, let the sugar there. And my salami up to half, meaning another 100 zuz. Another 100 zuz to get the 200 zuz in his pocket.
But if he gets up for 160, then we have 140.
What it will be, it should be 160. And this pastures, if you can sell for 101, you can't get anything. Because that's normal. Normal to sell early, as long as it's not more than up to 50 cents, it's normal to sell early. And therefore, you get nothing. What's the logics of this? No, I'm just telling you what he said. Okay? We'll analyze the logics next week. Yeah? That's okay. Next week, I'm just going to take a logic. Bye. Now, a buyer says, I'm going to tell you the subs, and when you pay with fodder, if you damage something. Yeah. And he said, no, you have to pay me shalom. Good. You have to, this is second item. Make sure he doesn't do it again. Even if it pays with rocks, he still has to pay me shalom. So when do you pay a fodder? He said, you know what? Listen to what Rabbi says. I'm going to use him to answer when you pay a fodder. Now, what did Rabbi say? Obviously, nothing to do with damages, nothing to do with that. But what's that main gist of Rabbi? What's Rabbi Machabis? What's his Torah. His Torah over here is Muchat for him. What did he say that now that's Rabba? What is it? What did Rabba say? Yes?
High season, low season.
High season, low season. That's it. So Rabba says, I now, because Rabba, my Rebbe, says there's such a thing as high season and low season, I'm going to use that concept to answer when you need to pay your father. When can you pay your father? I'm going to use that. Now, we'll see the answer of how he uses it. Okay? So, what says? Hochi Nami. So, here also says the buyer. Hochi Nami. Gabi Nizaki. So, he also can say the same thing by damages. Dina Pages. Really, you should pay with Yushalayim. V'yomelei, and if the damaged party who wants to get paid says, Havli Benis, look, don't give me Yerushalayim. Give me rubbish compared to Yerushalayim. Give me Bnei Brak. It's rubbish compared to Yerushalayim. No, Yerushalayim. Give me instead Bnei Brak. It's Benis, but it's like rubbish. It's like Suvim. Compare. You can say it's Suvim. It's like fodder in respect to Yerushalayim. Okay. Give me that Suvim to pay porter. Because now I can get a bit extra in size. Yeah, because it's... Bnei Brak. Rubbish compared to Yerushalayim, so you get bigger lands. If you get Yerushalayim, you get 100 square meters. Now you're getting Bnei Brak, you get 120 square meters before. How much money? Yeah? Give me Suvim, Bnei Brak. Amalei. So the man of the world who's paying says, he's not the Siddincha. If you're going to take Yerushalayim, then you can get, take Yerushalayim according to the market price, which is now, which is cheap. It's winter season. So it's cheap land. Even Yerushalayim is cheaper in winter than summer. So now, if you're going to take Yerushalayim, which is what you're supposed to take, then we'll reckon how much Yerushalayim you take according to present market value, which is winter, which is cheap, so obviously you get 105 square meters to get the payment. Well, listen, the low soccer, but if you're not taking Yerushalayim, and you want to take something which you're not entitled to, called Bnei Barak, Kiyukta Kameh, then we're going to reckon the price according to Bnei Brak in the summer, even though we're in the winter, and according to winter price in Bnei Brak, you should get 150 square meters. But we're going to reckon the price of this Bnei Brak land, which you want to take, according to summer price, and you only get 125 square meters. And that, says a buyer, is what the deposit says. So, Boss is saying, look, you're entitled to Yerushalayim. But there's another boss that says you can take something, you can take worse than Yerushalayim if you want. If you want, you can take worse than Yerushalayim. Okay? You just have to pay according to high season, you get paid according to high season, okay? But you can take, yeah? Don't think you're stuck with Yerushalayim. You can even, if you're entitled to Yerushalayim, you know what? There's a poster that says, Shuvim, that you can say, I don't want Yerushalayim. I prefer to take Shuvim. You can do that. Actually, you can do that. Of course, Yossi says, even Shuvim, now the poster says Shuvim, you can take rubbish. That gives me flexibility. Well, that's the start. Why you need the two Shuvim? Giving you rights of the collector to actually choose to get less than Yerushalayim. Why would he want to get Yerushalayim? Of course he wants to get Yerushalayim. Get a bit more.
Oh,
it's next door. Oh, he's got reasons to take the late brother's Yerushalayim. You're in the type of Yerushalayim. No! Bolshev says, Suvim, I can take Suvim as well as I want. Okay. So what's wrong with that, Terence? Maskev l'olav asa by Yaakov comes along with Asa by Yaakov and asks a question on that terrace. In Cain, Haras Koshan Shemazokin Eitz Abenis is verse. It doesn't make logical sense what you're saying. He's entitled to Yerushalayim and you're saying that if he's entitled to Yerushalayim, you're saying that he wouldn't be entitled to Bnei Brak unless I tell you a pasuk. That's what he's telling you. Hear everybody? I'm going to repeat this. You are telling me that the one damage is entitled to getting money for Yerushalayim, but he will not be entitled to get it from Bnei Brak, which is worse, or even Bushkatim, which is really bad. He's not entitled unless the pasuk would have told him. Come on, come on. If he's entitled to Yerushalayim, because you have to give him Yerushalayim, make it as Yerushalayim, you don't need a posse to tell me he can take Gush Katif. For sure he can take Gush Katif. If he's entitled to Yerushalayim, you can't tell me that the posse is needed to tell me he can take Gush Katif. And I wouldn't know that. Of course I would know that. Well, even without the posse, so we might know that. Makes it. The Rahman makes it. The Torah says, you take Yerushalayim. After all this base where it's not begun, you're telling me you won't be able to take the day back, you won't be able to take Gush Katif unless you have another bolster. Doesn't make sense. So therefore your tenets is out. Therefore, what has a buyer done? A buyer has suggested an answer, which has been rejected. What was his answer? He said, look, we've got bolster. What's the question? Got bolster, says, you have to banish on you, you have to pay for your salaam, best stuff. What's this other poster that you pay with rubbish, fodder, subim? What's this other poster? That was the question. You pay with this. What did the buyer answer? What was the buyer's suggested answer over here? Why do you have a poster of fodder paying with rubbish? What's it for? What did he suggest? He said yes. That you may think that you can only get your salaam. And you're not entitled to get the father. Comes along with the other boss that says, no, you can force him to give you father. Okay, the higher price. But you can force him to give a father. I have what you need a father for. To tell me you can force a payment in father rubbish. And you can't. You're not stuck with you salaam. Comes along with the cash on that and says, I need a father for that. That you can force him to give you rubbish fodder? Of course you can force him. If the Torah says you can get your life, for sure you can get all the rubbish, even without the fodder. You can't say that's the reason for the fodder. That is how you read the Gemara without any rushing. Okay. Now, everyone understands it, of what a buyer wants us to suggest, as why we need the Tosek of Fodder, and why it's rejected. Everyone understands that? Flow? If not, speak. Okay, admittance. Now, with the time we've got left today, we're going to ask postulate questions, simple questions, on what's going on here. If that is how the Gemara is reading, you've got quite a few questions of what's going on. What are the questions? Question number one. Simple question. If you're telling me the Habermin or Bayer's answer was, you need the Baltic Salam to take fodder. And the Muslim says, he doesn't need that. Of course he can take fodder, he can take Yerushalayim. That's what's going on. What's that got to do with high season, low season? You can say that after without mentioning high season, without mentioning low season. Forget about Rabbah's high season, low season. You don't need it at all. You don't need to mention it at all. Just simply say, this guy is damaged. He's indicted in Yerushalayim. Can you take fodder? Has he got a right to force you to give him get fodder? Somebody says, no, he doesn't. But now the Torah wrote the Muslim, he can. And then comes another answer and says, what do you need a posse for that? Of course, you can take fodder without a posse. You can say those words, even if there's no high season, even if there's no low season. What do you need high season, low season? Okay? They will understand the question. You can ask for clarity. Yeah? Okay. So what are you going to say? We're going to read Rashi. We're going to read Rashi, and we're going to stop with Rashi. After the end of Rashi, we're going to stop it. Rashi is going to answer this question. What's the high season of business? You don't need it. Most of you, just saying. You need deposits in false order? You don't need deposits in false. What's the ISIS message? Let's see Rashi. Inside. Zion on the base. Zion on the base. Zion on the base.
Zion on the base.
Everyone's awake? Yeah, yeah, so you maybe sit on these chairs, it's less comfortable than this. So, there's a Rashi that says, E Omalei. E Omalei. Beginning of the line of Rashi is Adalit, the Hashta, according to my prints. The next words after that is in bold, in my Gemara of E. Omalei. Everyone's got it? Okay. Yeah, that's right. If the one who wants to get paid says, no, give me rubbish, b'nei brak. According to the price of today, winter season, and I'll get 150 meters. My debis, the mesa bebitis. Because I would, if I get Yerushalayim, I only get 100 meters. He can't force such a payment. The one paying can say to him, if you take Yerushalayim, according to what you're entitled to, then you can take according to today's prices. Winter prices, cheap. Be low shokhim in the babies. To you, because they're coming. But if you don't take your sign, but instead you want to take B'nai Barak, which is not what you're supposed to do, then to you, because they're coming, then you're going to have to work the payments according to high season, and you won't get 150 meters, you only get 125. Lahaki, Osi, Yoshiv, Lerabi Sugim. And that's what the Pasuk of Yoshiv, which is telling me, you can pay with fodder, is coming to say. That if the one collecting money is going to take rubbish in compared to what he's entitled to, for example, he wants to take the rubbish because he has already a pre-existing land which is next to that rubbish to take up. And he's happy to take it. Then Shokaleki Yukas Adame. Then he has to take it according to the summer season price and only get 125 pieces. Of course, it's worth value, listen. And that's what a buyer is saying, the Pasuk of Father is telling me. Because Omron, the son for Yaakov Benissim. Because we know it's going to go up in summer. And you're going to look, it's going to the future summer season price, and you're only going to get out of 20. That's what the boss is going to tell me. We should have the aim, so for the outcome, Klal Amos. Because if there's no season change, here's the key words. If there's no such thing of this season change, there's no high season, low season. If there's no high season, low season, you don't need a poster. Kishita, it's obvious. The one is the Mr. Tumashoki. He wants B'nai Barak. For sure he can take B'nai Barak. He wants rubbish. For sure he can take from the rubbish. It's obvious. You don't need a poster for that. Even a fire in the harbor in green. You don't need a poster to tell me you can take rubbish. To take his life, for sure he can take rubbish. He doesn't need a prosik, even a buyer! Now I'm going to learn that. That's also a prosik. Shabbina is your bakosu. Because he can even say, you should have him. God's gave him his, God's gave the rubbish for they grew up. He can say, you don't need a prosik. The hobby of the call of Abraham. So what's the prosik have to tell me? Do your shabbina show you care if you have to tell me? It's come to tell me, you can take the neighbor up? That portion? But when you do take the neighbor up, you're going to have to pay according to high season. Even though we're in low season at the moment, you're going to have to pay according to high season. That's what you need the pasuk to tell you. So it comes out, Rashi to answer the question. What was our question? L'chora, the Gemara Shatatara was, Abaya said, you pay with your shayin, what do you need to say? You pay your father. I tell you why you need to tell your father, because without a father, I would think you can't get a father. So we asked on that, so what's this high season, low season? Just say that. Don't you get that high season, low season? Just say you need a father that you can force to be paid for father. Who cares if it's not high season, low season? Don't change at all. You can force him to pay father. That was our question. As she says, if you just say there's no high season, low season, every season is the same for us. And the whole thing is just to be forced to pay a father. You, even a buyer says you don't need such a person. Of course you can force him to pay with the neighbor up rubbish. If you're entitled to his life. We always knew that. What's the chiddush of the pasuk of Suvin? The chiddush of Suvin is that what? You can force him to pay with the neighbor up. That's all chiddush. But when you pay with the neighbor up, it's going to be according to high season value. You're not going to get 150 meters, you're going to get 125 meters. And that's what the pasuk of Suvin is going to tell me, that when you force him to pay with something which is not what you're entitled to, you're entitled to Yerushalayim, and you force him to get a flavor, of course you can do that. But you should know if you do that, you're going to have to pay according to the value of high season, and therefore you won't get 150 meters of flavor which you're expecting, you'll only get 125. That's how Rashi answers the question. I'll finish off with this question on Rashi. Finish with this question on Rashi. So, comes out, the whole discussion is not whether you can force him to pay with the red button. Of course you can force him to pay with the red button. You don't need to do that. Of course you can get the pay for that. What's the whole discussion between the Havel and the Sgoma? The Havel and the says, when you get paid with the pay for that, you go according to high season. And the Sgoma says, no, you get paid with the pay for that. You don't go according to high season. You get paid with the pay for that. What's the pay? No season. Havel says, you only get 125 meters. Moscone says, no, of course you're okay, according to today's value, which is 150 meters. That's what's going on in the tomorrow, according to Rashi. Question on that? Two questions, simple questions. What's this machlokes? You're forced to go according to high season, or you go according to today? Where's this machlokes? What's the logic behind that? Where does it say in the Gemara that's the Machlokes? How do you fit that into the words of the Gemara? The words of the Gemara sound like the Machlokes is where you can force to get Fosa, but you need a Fosa, you don't need a Fosa. That's the wording of the Gemara. Without saying that, everyone agrees. The whole Machlokes is you pay high season, you pay today. Where did you say that in Gemara? Where does Rashi learn that? How does Rashi fit that in the words of the Gemara? That's question number one. Question number two. Where does it say in the pasuk of paying with fodder that Abaye is now learning? The pasuk saying you pay with fodder according to high season. Where does it say? They say high season. Where? How do you read the pasuk? You pay when you dig a hole, you damage somebody, you pay for damages with fodder. That's what says pasuk. Says Abaye, it's telling you pay high season. Where does it say high season in the pasuk? How does Abaye know that the pasuk is saying you pay high season? Just says pay for them. Two simple questions. How does a buyer know? The pasuk is telling me that you pay according to high season prices, even though it's not high season today. He said, I got that from the pasuk. When did he say the pasuk that? Secondly, according to Rashi, the other one said, no, you pay according to today, not high season. Where did Rashi get that from our homes? Read the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that's my problem. He said, my problem is, of course you can get further. According to Rashi, everyone is supposed to get bothered. According to Rashi, the whole machlokas is whether you can get high season price or today's price. It doesn't mention that in the Gemara. How does Rashi read the Gemara? So we've got two simple questions. How does Abaye read the pasuk? How does Rashi read the Gemara? Two questions. Is the Shabbos Shabbos the share of 4:30? Yoshi the Rabbi. Shabbos Kesef. Hold on. Afidu Sudan. I'll feed you something.
You know, if I get a limited price, and I have 1,000 shots, and I give him half the price of the moon. So when it comes to the sun, that's
getting
a lot more.
So, if you go closer to today, and you get the Nebraska coins of today, winter price, cheap winter price, you get 150 square meters. And if you go going to summer price, you're going to get 125 pieces. And the buyer is saying, when you get the Nebraska coins, of course you can get, but you're only going to get 125 square meters. And he sees that from the fossil. Question is, where does he see that in the fossil?